Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Dawn Demure, educator for Vogel, which is one of the oldest and most respected companies in the health food industry. And we've been talking about BioStrath and the many amazing ways that you can use it. So to keep the whole family's immune system a little stronger, is it a good thing to just add to everybody's breakfast or get it in, whether you're going to school or whether it's grandma sitting at home?
Absolutely, yeah. If someone is extremely well-fed, low stress, they're doing really, really well, they don't really need to take anything. For those people, we suggest one bottle per season just to make sure that their system is fortified with all the various trace elements, which they may not necessarily get in their diet. Like selenium, for example, in North America, our soil apparently is rather low in selenium. Apparently, it's really, really bad in Australia. Things of that nature. So for those people, they could take it very casually, like one bottle per season. For most other people, myself included, stress is an issue, eating on the run, traveling, less than ideal lifestyle. For those people, taking it daily makes the most sense. It's not cost prohibitive, that's for sure. It's very economical, and it does go a long way towards combating common cold and flu. In fact, there was a study done in 1994. It was essentially BioStrath versus a flu shot, and it was a fairly large study. It was done on 232 participants over 22,600 working days. So if you do the math, it was about 100 days that they followed these people. And the participants were broken down into four groups. The first group was a control group, no placebo. Second group was the vaccinated group. Third group was the group that took the BioStrath elixir, which is the original sweet one, the one they pour out into a spoon. They took 2 teaspoons per day, which is a fairly modest dose. And group four, that was a BioStrath group that took 4 tablets a day. And so they looked at subjective and objective parameters, people calling in sick, and so on. We found that the BioStrath, both the groups, the tablet and the elixir, they did better in terms of avoiding illness. And they also looked at subjective parameters such as stress, concentration, vitality, mood, and so on. And again, the BioStrath group, both the tablets and the elixir, saw a statistically significant improvement. So to answer your question, yeah, it's basically anyone can take it, especially those people who want to avoid colds and flu, and also the effects of stress.
Wonderful. And ADD, ADHD, hyperactivity, young ones that just can't sit still or focus, yeah. Same remedy?
Yeah, to be honest, we don't have any hard scientific studies that look specifically on hyperactivity and attention difficulties. There are studies that looked at academic performance in just normal everyday kids, kids that were not diagnosed with such a condition per se. But what they observed was the grades showed improvement. They looked at arithmetic and language skills, mm-hmm. both categories, especially arithmetic. It showed a little bit better improvement in terms of performance in tests. And again, they looked at absence due to illness. The BioStrath group, there were fewer absences. And again, they looked at subjective things. Kids, they play with things when they're in the classroom. And they noticed the kids that took the BioStrath, they showed fewer symptoms of nervousness, like tics mm-hmm. and repetitive things, ruminations and things of that nature.
I remember 10 or 15 years ago, you coming in and showing us pictures of artwork before and then after BioStrath. And it really stuck with me because the joyfulness came out in the artwork and nothing else had changed.
Yeah, that was, they were looking at children with mental challenges. And yeah, the drawings went from very simple two-dimensional drawings to more complex, much happier, three-dimensional, multicolored illustrations. So we could see something's going on at the brain level, which is not surprising because we've done some studies on Alzheimer's patients, and we see that the overall management of the patient changes. You know, they're not walking into walls. They're beginning to recognize family members that are coming to visit them, things of that nature. They're not as giddy. We're seeing there's a shift. There's something going on at the brain level. And one of the scientists who's looked at biostress numerous times, Peter Yawler, it's pronounced Yawler in German, but it's spelled J-O-L-L-E-R. He's done many studies. And a direct quote from Peter Yawler is, there are substances in the biostress which closely resemble substances in the brain. So there's something going on with the biostrat that's hard to explain, but the uptake of the biostrat is very good. Their body's in no hurry to get to wash it out. The half-life is quite long as opposed to, you know, isolated nutrients, which your body typically flushes out fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. So, again, there's something going on with the biostrat, because if you look at the quantity of the nutrients, it's not very potent. Again, the micrograms, but the breadth is, I mean, it's very broad. We're talking 61 nutrients in a very interesting yeast form. Yeast cells under a microscope look a lot like a human cell or a mammal cell, and that's where it gets really, really interesting. So we can't just dismiss it saying, oh, it's just an expensive tonic that may or may not work. No, something is going on with the biostrat when you take it, especially when you're stressed or challenged in any way. It seemed the substances in the biostrat seemed to pass through cell membranes quite rapidly and start to support the different systems in the body, especially the endocrine system under stress. You know, we know the adrenals get weakened, and the effects of stress really starts to weigh us down, and we get sick, we get confused, we get depressed, and so on. So, and radiation does similar things. Believe it or not, hypogravity, there's studies done on astronauts, the ill effects of hypogravity, your body begins to decalcify, your T-cell count goes down. When you take the biostrat, to a large extent, it actually normalizes these bodily functions.
So if you're an astronaut, it's good for you too.
Yeah, that and Tang.
So for some of us, just taking a bottle quarterly would be good. Who would be recommended for long-term use instead?
For long-term, without a doubt, people under a lot of stress. It could be physical stress. Maybe it's chemical stress. Maybe this gentleman or lady is a welder, or maybe they're an industrial painter. They're exposed to a lot of chemicals. That's a form of stress. Radiation is another type of stress. Working in Prince George, middle of winter, you know, it's minus 30, and you have to work 8-9 hours on a project, like a building, whatever. That is another form of stress. So those people fall into the high stress category, and also people who, for whatever reason, are not assimilating the nutrients very well. This can happen to young, healthy people even. Mm-hmm. So for whatever reason, you know, your body's having difficulty assimilating calcium. For another person, it could be iron. For another person, it could be zinc.
So it's all very well assimilated. Why the various presentations? I can pick it up in a liquid, yep, or I can pick it up in tablets or drops. What are the difference there?
Well, it's all about compliance. You know, when they made the Biostrat, Walter Strathmeyer, the name of the product is to pay homage to him. He's the developer and the inventor, if you will. And so he made the elixir. That's the original format. It's very sweet. It's got the malt extract, orange juice concentrate, and honey. And the Europeans love it. That's the main format they use over there. But when they start to export to Australia, United States, Canada, they found that a lot of people found the taste to be very strong. And so the compliance, the actual use, was very low. Well, no product, no matter how great it is, it won't work unless you take it, right?
Right.
So they said, okay, why don't we come up with a tincture? People know what a tincture is. And so they made the tincture, which is great. That's the first format I ever used. I still like it. And then some people objected to the alcohol. You know, people who are recovering alcoholics, some people for religious reasons will not even have a drop of alcohol. And then the company thought, okay, fine, we'll make a tablet for the North American and Commonwealth countries. So they, years later, they introduced the tablets. And so people who are on the run all the time, like myself, will take the tablets. People who don't like the smell of alcohol, again, I fall into that category. I don't like the smell of strong alcohol. So for those people who want to take the drops, they can just put some into a glass, let it sit there for an hour. The alcohol will be the first thing to dissipate. They can mix it with a bit of juice and drink it, and off to the races they go.
So there's always one way we can get it into anybody in the family.
Exactly, yeah. When my son was born, we didn't immunize him. We didn't want to. we want to keep his immune system strong. So I introduced the drops into his diet at a very young age and fairly high doses. I know there's initially, realistically, no toxicity with this product. So and it seemed to work. Yeah, very healthy kid, never caught any colds, and you know, again, I'm coming from a place of confidence with this product.
Absolutely. So you've been practicing with it in your own family for decades.
Yes, indeed.
That's wonderful. So with the BioStrath, where can we find it? If we're interested in looking for it now, where are we going to find it on the shelves out there?
Pretty much all the health food stores out there carry it. There's a few stores that don't because they never fully understood it. And BioStrath is one of these products where it's a labor of love. The health food store takes an interest in it. They try the product. They like it. They'll recommend it. In some stores, it just kind of fell between the cracks. I know Ave Maria does quite well with it, as does Mother Maria's. There's other stores further north in Fort St. John that really believe in the product, and they'll actually sell it in place of multis, even though it's not a multivitamin, but they'll recommend it like multivitamin. So there's some stores that really fly with it. Other stores, they may have discontinued because they never fully understood how the BioStrath works.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's keep it going for another 57 years. It's a fantastic product, and my children are over 30, but I used it on them as children too, just a teaspoon three times a day. No matter what was going on in their lives, it certainly improved it. So it is a wonderful product with such a long track record, and the safety and efficacy just can't be beat. So thank you for helping shed some light on BioStrath. And thank you so much for being on the radio today and sharing all this information with us. Until we talk again.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Kathy. It was a great pleasure.
Okay. So we are going to I wanted to thank Alan Wishart today for being the producer of the show. And I want to thank all the radio stations across Canada who carry our program. And I just want to wish you all a very healthy and happy day.